Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The desperate battle for Mariupol.
Clearly the resistance there is incredible.
Fending off a cyber attack.
We have to let them know that you will not touch our critical infrastructure.
A gunman attacks partiers in Pittsburgh.
The vast majority have been juveniles.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The new week begins with new violence in Ukraine, and it stretches from west to east. The mayor of Lviv says Russian missile strikes have killed at least 7 people there today. In southeastern Mariupol, Ukraine holds out. Despite new warnings from Russia, any remaining Ukrainian troops will be eliminated. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is in Nova Praha, Ukraine.
There's not much left of Mariupol after weeks of an unrelenting Russian onslaught. A number of Ukrainian forces are still holding out, defying the ultimatum from Russia to surrender or die. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba told Face the Nation Russia is razing the city to the ground at any cost.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking.
Amid the suffering and fear, worshippers gathered for the start of Holy Week in Ukraine. Easter is celebrated next Sunday. But the war has turned the church into a battleground, too. After Russian Orthodox leaders gave their blessings to the war, and President Putin, too, Father Vladislav says that makes the Russian Orthodox Church an accomplice. It's a position no church should ever take, he said. Russia started this war, not defending their territory, but attacking the territory of our country.
New images show smoke billowing from Russia's warship before it sank in the Black Sea last week. Ukraine and the U.S. both say it was hit by Ukrainian missiles. The Kremlin says it caught fire accidentally. As Russia grows more desperate to win the war, a top U.S. cybersecurity official is warning Vladimir Putin may resort to a cyber war on American targets. Jen Easterly, head of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, tells CBS's 60 Minutes possibilities range from public transit to banks and the energy sector.
We are seeing evolving intelligence about Russian planning for potential attacks, and we have to assume that there's going to be a breach, there's going to be an incident, there's going to be an attack.
Here in the U.S., there was a wave of gun violence in the East over the weekend. Police say 2 17-year-olds were killed at a house party in an Airbnb rental in Pittsburgh, and almost a dozen were injured. This man lives in the neighborhood.
The police had been here beforehand. If it was unable to be prevented with police being here at midnight before it happened, then it's like, what can prevent that?
Police say some people were hurt trying to get away, including 2 who broke bones when they jumped out of windows. There's a massive manhunt for the shooters. Police have made an arrest in a shooting in Columbia, South Carolina. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
22-year-old Dwayne M. Price was arrested in connection with Saturday's shooting at a mall. 14 people were injured. Price is charged with unlawful carrying of a pistol.
9 people were injured in another shooting at a club in a different South Carolina town. North Korea claims it has successfully test-fired a new type of nuclear missile. A photo from the country's official news agency shows Kim Jong-un celebrating. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has details from Tokyo.
This is the 12th missile test in 3.5 months. It's not the hardware that's got alarm bells ringing this time so much as the rhetoric. The North Koreans are saying the missile is meant to carry nuclear warheads, which it already has. And analysts think we'll be seeing a new nuclear test sometime very soon.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Biden administration is expected to make a push to keep American infrastructure strong with American steel. New guidance is expected to require materials used to build and repair bridges, highways, water pipes, even broadband internet, be produced within the United States. Requirements would be waived if there's not enough domestic steel available or if it costs too much. There's beautiful weather forecast for the start of the Boston Marathon today. Runners are pumped.
I'm going to go out, really try and stick my nose in it and just see what we can do. I'm aiming high.
One of my biggest dreams is to run Boston Marathon because it's a famous marathon in the world, and I'm really excited and happy to be here.
2020's race was canceled because of the pandemic. Last year's was postponed from April until October, when COVID cases surged, making today's race the second in about 6 months. All runners have to be vaccinated unless they have exemptions. It doesn't get much more exciting than last night's buzzer beater in Game 1 of the NBA playoffs.
Jaylen Brown kicks it out. Smart fakes. Inside. Tatum spins.
Jason Tatum saving the day for the Celtics on ESPN as time expired. They beat the Nets 115-114 after Kyrie Irving let heckling Boston fans get the best of him.
Got it! A two-pointer for Kyrie Irving.
And I think he might have saluted them.
Kyrie could be fined $25,000 or more for flipping double birds. Shaq on TNT.
You don't think people said stuff to Charles Barkley, said stuff to Hakeem Olajuwon?
Come on, man. Please stop, man.
This is it, Slowpokes. Tax day. Correspondent Scott McFarland says the IRS is scrambling, too.
The IRS is strongly encouraging last-minute filers to do so electronically. They call paper their kryptonite. At the beginning of the month, they were still working through about 3 million filings from last year. And they say all that paper takes time away from the agents who'd answer the phones. At one point this tax season, only about 1 in 5 callers was reaching a live agent.
After 2 years off, Coachella is back in California. CBS's Monica Ricks.
The Desert Festival made big headlines this weekend, from Harry Styles bringing Shania Twain on stage. To 20-year-old Billie Eilish becoming the youngest artist to headline the event. 1, 2, 3, 4. Former Oingo Boingo frontman-turned-composer Danny Elfman also hit the stage. At 68, he's now the oldest artist to play Coachella. The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, and Doja Cat also performed. And there's one more weekend to go. It's sold out, but you can stream it from home on YouTube.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More people are working more hours to keep up post-pandemic.
A Microsoft study finds a sudden increase in employees working late. About 30% of Microsoft employees are logging in late at night to complete their assignments, possibly tied to the shift to remote work.
Many companies are running really lean right now. Employees have absorbed a lot of additional responsibility.
Paul McDonald with the hiring firm Robert Half.
It can hurt productivity, but it requires discipline on both parties' part, the employer as well as the worker.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Americans have fallen in even deeper love with fried food.
Straight from the fryer and piping hot.
The Wall Street Journal reports more people are ordering fries with their fast food and taking solace in fried chicken. Repairs of restaurant deep fat fryers have doubled because of overuse since the pandemic began. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.